Czechs and Slovaks spent most of the 20th century in one country, Czechoslovakia. Ever since its foundation, however, each nation had a different idea of how the country should work and what their role in it should be. In his new book, entitled Czechs and Slovaks in the 20th Century, Cooperation and Conflict, historian Jan Rychlík argues that Czechoslovakia was in fact bound to fail as a state and that communism only postponed its inevitable end. I sat down with Professor Rychlík and asked him how different the expectations of each nation were when Czechoslovakia emerged in 1918.
For the Czechs, the new state was in fact a resurrection of the medieval Bohemian state, which ceased to exist gradually in 17th and 18th century. In Czech thinking, simply, it was a revival of this state which extended to the east, up to Jasenia at Rutinia. But I would like to say that not only the Czechs, even the outside world, and mainly the English-speaking countries and France, looked upon Czechoslovakia as a resurrected Czech state. The Slovaks never saw it like that because they had nothing common in the past with the Czech state. They were always part of the Hungarian kingdom. So the Slovaks, of course, it's a generalization because there were different opinions. But generally speaking, the Slovaks, their vision of Czechoslovakia was rather something in the form of union of two semi-independent states, something like old Austria-Hungary was. That is also why they consistently wrote and still write Czechoslovakia with hyphen, or rather dash, and capital S. For the Czechs, of course, this vision was something they were not prepared for, and which was very difficult for them to stomach.
Was this asymmetry in the relation towards the common country, was this the key factor why Czechoslovakia eventually failed?
Well, I wouldn't put it like that. My opinion as a scientist, historian, ethnologist is that it's not possible simply for two or more conscious nations, I mean political nations, to live permanently in one country. Simply, we don't have in Europe such case. All states which are compound states of two or more nations are very unstable. And the main problem of Czechoslovakia was very similar to that of Austria-Hungary. It failed because the people of this country didn't have a single identity. They didn't consider to be Czechoslovaks. Even the Czechs didn't. They said, we are Czechoslovaks. In fact, they were not. They said Czechoslovaks, but they thought Czech, because Slovak influence was minimal, if any. So this is the main reason, like Austria-Hungary failed because there was no Austrian identity. Czechoslovakia failed because there was not enough strong Czechoslovak identity. Of course, what I said, the different expectations had some impact. But on the other hand, we must say that at the end of Czechoslovakia, this idea of Czechoslovakia as a loose federation materialized. But anyway, it proved to be too late. And of course, it would be a speculation, and we historians shouldn't ask a question whether it could have any different development if this idea appeared earlier.
Well, representatives of the Slovak nation from time to time repeated their demands for political and cultural autonomy within Czechoslovakia, but they seemed never to have been really answered by the Czechs. Do you think that Czechs understood the Slovak point of view?
Well, it depends about which period do we talk. Cultural autonomy, we can say Slovaks always had cultural autonomy, even in the First Republic. Their demand for political autonomy in the First Republic certainly was not understood. But later, after the Second World War, and mainly it was a main issue of the Slovak political program in the reform year of 1968, they did understand that it's necessary. There is another problem, according to me. We shouldn't think that if a conscious nation obtains autonomy, it will satisfy the nation. We don't have such example. Autonomy is just the first step for further demand. By the way, the Czechs vis-à-vis Vienna before 1914 adopted absolutely the same policy. So 99%, even autonomy in the First Republic, wouldn't help if we look upon the problem in longer period. because sooner or later it would be too narrow, and the limits of Czechoslovakia simply would be too, I do not want to say harming, but maybe to see objecting the further Slovak development. By the way, after 1968, Slovakia had broad autonomy. Let's put aside that, of course, in the terms of and in the conditions of communist dictatorship, it was rather the fiction. But after 1989, their autonomy was very broad. It didn't help anyway.
So, in other words, you're saying that the communist rule only postponed the inevitable end of Czechoslovakia?
Well, it's my personal opinion, of course. I cannot prove it. That's an advantage of us historians, that unlike natural scientists, we can't make, you know, in laboratory simulations of these processes. But I am deeply convinced that, in fact, paradoxically enough, the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia and the forcible stop of the democratization process extended life of Czechoslovakia. Well, but this is, again, the speculation we will never know.
Well, those who opposed the split of Czechoslovakia in the early 1990s often said that most Czechs on one side and Slovaks on the other did not want their own countries and wanted to continue living in one common state. Why did it happen then in the end?
I think this is another myth, because, yes, if you put it like this, that most Czechs and Slovaks were for the common state, then you're right, it was so. The catch is that what does it mean, the common state? It's a very broad term, and definitively and certainly the Slovaks didn't mean by the common state federation in the form as it existed, or even centralized state as it existed in the interwar period. When you go to the details, and we have this public opinion poll, then you see that most of the Slovaks were talking about common states, but it would be so loose that it would have to fall apart anyway. I think that Barbara Kudenhove-Kalergi, Austrian journalist, which covered the Central Europe for Austrian television, made a point when she said on one occasion that the Czechs under common state understand Bundesstaat, it means a federal state, while the Slovaks understand under this term Bund der Staaten, it means a union of the states. In German, it's more precise than in English, but I think that the difference is visible. Such loose, very loose federation with practically no competences for the central authorities, or even confederation, which we cannot consider to be the common state, in fact, at least in the terms of international law, would be an advantage for the Slovaks, but would be of no use for the Czechs, and the coexistence of sooner and weaker partner, stronger and bigger, or bigger and smaller, always is possible only if it suits the stronger one, not the weaker one. So, in fact, after the elections in 1992, it was the Czech side. It was Václav Klaus, the leader of the victorious party, Civic Democratic Party, which is still a ruling party here, said, either you will accept our terms, or we must split. There is nothing between. No confederations or unions are of any use for the Czechs. Take it or leave it.
Now, when Czechs and Slovaks look at the history of Czechoslovakia 20 years after the country ceased to exist, do you see that their views are coming together, or do you see that they're more diverging and they look at the common history from very different point of views?
I can say honestly that the majority of Slovak historians, Slovak intellectuals and Slovak public life realize the positive impact which the existence of Czechoslovakia had. It's only marginal groups of extremely right-wing political subjects, which are now even not represented in the parliament, which denied it. So today, Slovak approach is roughly like this. The existence of Czechoslovakia was a big advantage for the Slovak nation. The Slovak nation could prepare for their final step, and of course the final step could be only independent Slovak state. On the Czech side, of course, we have the permanent continuity of the present Czech Republic with deceased Czechoslovakia. We consider the First Republic also the part of the same state. Also, for instance, as it's generally known, 28th of October, it means the beginning of Czechoslovakia. The state, which no more exists, is a public holiday here, which is not very common. So definitely, there is a different approach toward those 74 years of common state. But we cannot say that the Slovak approach toward it, or Slovak attitude rather, would be negative. Definitely not. They say, yes, it has its mistakes, but it did have positive significance for our development.